Knife-wielding migrant allegedly attacks U.S. attorney in Albany, New York. By Warner Todd Houston on June 18, 2025. An armed migrant allegedly chased down U.S. attorney John A. Sarsoni III outside a hotel in Albany, New York. On Tuesday, in what prosecutors are calling a murder attempt. According to reports, the attacker allegedly walked up to Sarsoni. A Trump appointee began yelling in Spanish. Then pulled out a knife and threatened the official, the Albany Times-Union reported. Sarsoni reportedly backed away and into the hotel as the man attempted to follow him. Police say the whole encounter was captured by the hotel's security cameras. Prosecutors have identified the attacker as Saul Morales Garcia, 40, an illegal alien from El Salvador. Sarsoni said he was suspicious about the man the instant he saw him. I got my eye on him. Then I turn back and I'm in front of the Hilton. And I'm just standing there, and I'm looking at him. And he then starts yelling at me in his language that I don't understand, Sarsoni explained to the paper. I'm smoking a cigar. I don't say anything to him, and then he pulls the knife. He's lunging towards me, and I'm still standing there with the cigar. Sarsoni explained what occurred next. I didn't want him to get away, and I yelled out at him, Sarsoni added. He turns around. And he starts yelling again, and then he pulls the knife out. And then there's this gesture across his throat thing, like he's going to slit my throat. And then comes at me again, and I ran back towards the hotel, and then he stopped, and then turned around. I'm a resident of the city of Albany. And I don't feel safe to go out for a walk and have a cigar right near the state capitol. The top local DOJ employee concluded. Morales Garcia was taken into custody and charged with attempted second-degree murder and is scheduled to be arraigned on Wednesday in city court. He also has an active arrest warrant in Georgia, investigators said. Republican Representative Elise Stefanik said she was shocked and disgusted by the attack on the U.S. attorney. In Kathy Hochul's New York, nobody is safe. Not even President Trump's U.S. attorney for the Northern District of NY. John A. Sarsoni III. Who was confronted and chased by an illegal alien armed with a knife in Albany last night, the Times-Union reported, Rep. Stefanik said in a statement. Three separate times, Hochul signed executive orders to protect violent illegal aliens from deportation. Kathy Hochul puts illegals first and New Yorkers last. We desperately need a governor who puts New Yorkers first and restores law and order to our streets, Stefanik wrote. In Kathy Hochul's New York, nobody is safe. Not even President Trump's U.S. attorney for the Northern District of NY John A. Sarsoni III, who was confronted and chased by an illegal alien armed with a knife in Albany last night, the Times-Union reported. Three separate times. pic.twitter.com/xoxuke.ws. Representative Elise Stefanik, at Rep. Stefanik, June 18, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x @WT Houston, or Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston.